this is the future of the sport. These are the children who will grow up knowing how to wrestle.
And,
yeah, well, you know, I just got back from New York City where we finally got the legal right to have, like, a committee there if we want.
Oh, that's great news. Why didn't you email me about that?
I'm not fucking with email no more, man. Oh. No more fucking email because of Assange.
Oh, yeah, the New York thing is fantastic. I mean, pretty much it's funny because I always think, oh, it's New York City. But no, it's the whole damn state.
It's a huge state, man. And there's plus the St. Lawrence Seaway is there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pushed them. I brought in some attorneys who are really out for blood, like fucking, you know, hellhounds and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were talking and the people are like, no, but we can't have a barbed wire match. I'm like, fuck you guys, we can have. They said, no. I said, okay, fine. What if I shove a fire extinguisher up a ass and turn it on, man? How's that sound? Mm-hmm. Is that better than the barbed wire? So they gave us the barbed wire so we don't have like fire extinguishing, you know, sodomy and stuff, which is nobody would do that at the show, but these assholes don't know that.
Right. Right, so you shot for the long plane. They bent on the barbed wire thing. Huh?
Yeah, but now that I'm thinking about it, imagine if there was two fire extinguishers.
Yeah,
right?
That's something I can't even imagine. You mean two? So it's a fire extinguisher up the ass match.
Well, you know, I mean, whatever you want to do with it, but you could get more points, like if you know. Like present or whatever.
I don't know, man. We're gonna have to put that in the orangutan category with that clown thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
no simians, no sodomy.
So listen, I got your I did get your note about Alan Panther, and he's been hanging. I think it was just finishing a class. I was talking to his agent. And I've just been on hold, so apparently he's just going to show up whenever he wants. But I did connect the line, so hopefully soon we'll connect with him. Where'd you find this guy?
You know, it's kind of funny. I was on the road and ran out of gas, so I had to have a ride. And I guess I was in South Carolina, and I ended up for some reason at a T-ball game, and okay. He was the coach. And, you know, watching it, I was like, man, this guy's got, like, he's got nice talent and a very good strategy. And I noticed also he is wearing, you know, like a traditional karate gi.
Oh, it's great.
So,
I love
you know,
that. Yeah, we need
I approach
that.
Him. I say, so, what? Yeah, we need the martial arts, man.
Well,
I mean it's, you know,
yeah, right now,
2018, so.
We need a guy who's going to really represent that kind of style.
No, there's no martial arts yet, but today we'll have. And also, check this out, man.
Yeah.
He's not just karate, but also he is a pro wrestler.
Really?
Has a lot of in-ring experience, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he uses what he calls his style is called the car wrestling.
The crescent?
Car-wrestling.
Oh, car-wrestling. I've never heard of that.
Hey.
Hello?
Up.
Yeah, there he is. There he is.
Yes, I'm back. Hey. Active? Line? Hello?
Hello?
Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, you are signed into AOL chat, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, man?
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys. I'm glad we got a chance to talk soon. Again.
Hey, listen, this is Max. Max is my partner for the tournament. You know, he's a guy who's putting a lot of this stuff together and handling a lot of legal and contractual stuff. So,
okay.
Max, this is Alan Panther. And, Alan, this is Max Solaris.
Hello, Max Solaris. Nice to meet you, make your acquaintance.
Yeah, great to meet you. Thanks. Thanks, Alan, for taking some time. I just have a quick question right off the bat. How do you spell your first name?
A-L-L-A-N.
Okay,
two
great.
L's, two A's, one N.
Two A-L-L-A-N.
Correct.
We're putting together. I don't know how much he told you, but you know we are putting together a tournament, and man, once Sven was telling me about you, I got really interested. So, We were wondering.
Well, there's a lot of interesting things going on with Alan Panther.
Wow.
as Finn is very well aware of. Yeah.
Yeah, you see, all right, man, you kicked the ass that T-Bowl team, man. And they were crying. And the mothers were.
Well, you know,
the mothers chastising their kids in the parking lot, saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? You are fucking up. And all your kids, man, at the pizza party, they ate so much pizza, I couldn't believe that you even had that much pizza.
Well, look. When I take a winning T-ball team to Chuck E. Cheese, located right next to Hayward Mall, which is you know, a home of Zales Jewelers, who is a proud sponsor of that T-ball team, and I've got them also on a contract, willing to, if said deal goes through, will be sponsoring the new dojo being built over right next to Hayward Mall, right off of Connors Lane.
That's right. And so you are in Greensboro then, South Carolina.
No, that's Greensville. That Greensville in Greensville,
South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Where's Greensboro?
Greensboro, that's in that, that's up in the Yankee Trader, North Carolina parts of,
North Carolina.
Carolinas, yeah. Yeah, we have to share the name.
You would think that somebody would call it Yellowtown or something, you know, not to step on the toes of the neighbors, right?
Yellowtown.
Well, you know, they've got Nathaniel Green, you see, and Nathaniel Green was a general in the Civil War, and he fought, and they named Greensboro after him because he was Boro, as in boring, all right? So South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, you know, we started the war. You know, I'm not saying anything plus or minus to that, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, due respect.
Alan, I was talking to your, I guess, your manager or your agent, before you got on the phone. He said you were finishing up a class. You have some schools?
Well, right now, before the dojo gets to open, I'm teaching a section of wrestling classes in a mixed martial arts all ages team, in the karate class over in next to Hayward Mall, located over on Connors Lane, home of Dale Jr., proud sponsor of my T-ball team and future sponsor of my dojo, Alan Panther, Wrestling Dojo, all ages, all night. But right now, I'm teaching over next to Hayward Mall at the YMCA, a selection of kids, my wrestling techniques, where we mix karate and wrestling, because there are powerful attributes, as everyone knows, to the wrestling format. And everyone who's a wrestler is going to get in that ring, and they're going to start to wrestle. But what they're not ready for is a little bit of karate. Well, they'll palm, they'll strike, and then a choke slam. You see,
everyone's about like a roundhouse pile driver or something. Can you do this?
Yes, of course I can do this. Pro wrestling can do anything.
You see, Max, you see what I'm talking about? This guy, man. He's like a fucking firebrand.
I'm really intrigued. I've never heard of this. I mean, Alan, if you go to compete, I mean, right now, me and Sven, you know, we're really looking at anywhere in the world for this kind of tournament. Are you able to leave your schools and compete?
Well, that is an interesting question. I'm glad you bring that up, because we've had some issues and some problems bringing this format to the world and the reality as we know it. Currently, everyone wants to separate the karate competitions and the wrestling competitions. And when I show up with my T-ball team, and we go in there, and our geese, and our spandex, and then we're looking at the other team in the eye, and it's a karate competition, and someone throws a wrestling move, they kick us out. And if I go to the Greco Wrestling Association, and we go over and we compete with them, and I go in there, and my little boy, Tyler Wingfield, he jumps up and he does a roundhouse kick, a palm heel strike, Samoan drop, get kicked out of that. There's no level playing field at this time. There will be a place for wrestling in every city in America, and I cannot wait to have the proud sponsors of Spill the Beans down there on 531 Main Street in Greenville, South Carolina, 29601.
But, well, you wouldn't have that problem in our tournament. I mean, you'd be able to do whatever you want.
You're going to have to allow me to do everything I want. That's the only way that
you mention. Listen, not to mention we are going to be on classic pay-per-view. We'll be streaming on the internet. Whatever number we do, count on it that twice that number will be pirating, which is fine because, sure, you know, we want a bigger footprint or whatever. You know, there will be millions of people all over the world watching, and you're free to wear, like, if you want to wear a Zales jeweler's crown or something, we're fine with that, man. You make your money, we'll make ours. We're happy that we can, you know, mi casa is your casa or whatever. So you can have whatever small business you want to get international exposure. You could probably charge Zales somewhere in the neighborhood of seven figures. Just
Ben, you're talking big, and I appreciate it. You know, I'm still waiting for that check from that last match in Atlanta. You know, the dojo could really need it.
Well, listen, buddy, man.
$300 goes a long way over here in Greenville. You know, we ain't fancy.
You can buy a house for that.
Maybe so, maybe no, maybe so. We know, but let me hear you.
Well,
let
listen,
hear
you. I tell you what, here, because you're right, man. You did participate in a match.
I didn't win. No, I didn't win. I know you were going to bring that up. The first thing you remember was the fact that I didn't win it.
But how I pay you back. I give you a conference call here with Max Solaris, and we start talking about the big money.
I do appreciate that, Sven.
It's a path forward. It's a path forward for both of us, not just for one of us. I could give you, you know, $300 or whatever, and then have a nice time, you know? Good luck. But what I'm saying is, imagine if 3 million people saw the Zales crown on your head and said, I want to get the crown. Who should I call? Yeah, call Zales. If 1 million call, and they say, listen, we saw Alan Panther with the crown. Guess what that means for T-ball? It means new uniforms. New bands.
It means the dojo gets a permit. That means the dojo gets a permit. Alan Panther, the wrestling dojo for all ages, is like going to set up.
Yeah. Every lawsuit pending against you from parents with broken and battered children, poof, that goes away, man.
They signed a waiver. There's a piece of paper. It's one page long. I made it really simple. All parents sign the waiver. And
It'd be great to actually have you, Alan, participate in the tournament, but maybe perhaps the day before at the, we're planning on having a convention, maybe you could bring in some of your team and do a wrestling demonstration to start to spread the word about this style. I think a lot of people would be interested in that.
Wow, and not to mention the tie-in, because, you know, Max and I for years have been running a charity called Helping Kids Kick Ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been helping kids kick ass for a long time, but never with instruction, just like, you know, a suggestion to them, you know, like they can log into the website. Yeah, you are the guy who is actually helping them. We just have a website and we collect information there, but you offer classes in T-ball and wrestling.
This is the future of the sport. These are the children who will grow up knowing how to wrestle. They will be on the frontier, the wave.
But here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Is first you must enter into this HKK tournament and show them the way.
Right.
Because we have a clown, so maybe some of them will say, maybe if I want to be an ass kicker, what I should do is become a clown.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Gucci reverse. They're like, maybe if I drive
a
jet.
Don't say his name, please. You convince me to do a conversation with you on the phone, and then you bring up
that son of a bitch.
Would you guys have some kind of history?
I didn't mention.
Sorry, pardon my language. I am a gentleman of the South and a gentleman of the jungle, but that man has got my eye. That man, that slimy little rat, that man made me shave my head. That man made me beg. But I beat him, and he's beat me. But the next time we meet, I tell you what, Gucci Rivers.
Oh, you want to talk to him now?
Is he on your speed dial?
Well, yeah, he is. I mean, we spoke to him and worked out a deal with him. The last thing I think he was mentioning was jet skiing and doing some sort of, he does some sort of,
course,
has like
course.
A cleaning. Sven, what was the name of that cleaning thing he had going on? It's like HVAC or what?
Yeah, that's right. His uncle. His uncle was. His uncle did that.
All right. Well, listen. I mean, here's the thing, Alan. If I patch you through and we get Gucci on the line, you know, it's honestly a lot of these calls are just for business. So me and Sven want to know that you're going to show up if we call you for this thing. And we got to know that you're down to fight anybody. But if you got beef with this guy already, I will patch you through to see if it is legitimate beef. And if it is a legitimate beef, then I have no problem pairing you guys up in the tournament.
Again, I will fight him again and again. I will fight Gucci Rivers as many times as it takes.
Okay, hold on 1 second, and let me dial him up here. Gucci.
Hello?
Hey, Gucci.
Hello?
Gucci.
Yeah.
Hey. I can't hear you. Can you just turn down the?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, can you turn?
What's going on?
Yeah, can you turn down the club? The club? Are you in a club?
Yeah, I'm DJing right now.
Oh. Listen. All right. Can you turn that
down?
That's
what I do. Put him on. Hold on a second. Hey, Dino, could you take over here for a minute? I have a phone call. It's business. All right, man.
Gucci, listen.
Max, what's up, man? Hey. It was a check.
Well, that's Sven's taking care of that. But more importantly, yeah. I've got a guy on the line named Alan Panther. And I patched him through.
Alan who?
Alan Panther.
Alan Panther?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking to him for?
Well, he's on
Panther?
He's on the line. And
what you doing? You get doing a T-ball tournament now or something?
Well, no, we're still putting.
He's on the line.
He's on the line. We're putting together an 8-man tournament.
You slimy Jersey rat. You didn't think I'd get this far, did you? You didn't think I'd get this far. Well, here I am, talking to Max Solaris. I'm talking to your boy. I'm telling you, my boy. Panther, wrestling, right? I am creeping up your Jersey rat ass, and you know it, Jersey. That's Jersey. This guy thinks I'm from Jersey. I'm from the St. Lawrence Seaway, bumpkin. It's a little bit of a different scene up here. All right, first of all, my aunt has a jet ski for me. All right? You know what a jet ski is?
Yeah, I know what a jet ski is. We call it a ski-doo.
The ski-doo. All right. Yep. Hey, Max, hold
yeah.
on.
This
is supposed to be a professional tournament, and you got this piece of freaking refuse on the line.
Well,
I mean,
Gucci, listen, we're putting together 8 of the best competitors in the world, and Alan said that you guys have fought before, and if you've each...
Yeah, we fought before. I shaved his hair off.
He did say that he...
took his hair.
Yeah, he did say you made him bald, but he also said he took a match off you. So,
But listen, hold on, all right? I had a stomach virus that night, I had a bad stomach virus. I had some ahi tuna that really, you know, tweaked my system there. And I was like, the hell with it. I'll wrestle this guy. You know, the eye's not that bad. But then, you know, that wasn't my fault. That was his fault.
Of course it isn't. You didn't have your hair combed that night. That's okay. I beat you anyway. Match counts, Gucci.
Well, maybe it counts down south of the Mason Dixon, but at the St. Lawrence Seaway, everyone knows. I'm undefeated except for incidents with my digestive tract.
You come back down here. You come back south of Charlotte. Come back south of the town.
Come to Greenville.
You know something? I'm here. It's Saturday night. I'm in the club. Got my boy Tino bringing me drinks here, you know. I've been training all day. My pecs look like freaking 2 tri-tips on the barbecue. You know what I mean? Look great. I just got tanned, and now I'm talking to a bumpkin about, Max, why don't you just give me the check? If this is what it's going to be,
the
best in the world.
The check will be for transportation to get you to the tournament, and whatever else you work out with Sven is fine by me. But I'm just talking about getting you two guys in the ring. It sounds like you both would do it again, but this would be the third match between you two. So, look, I don't, you know, it's probably going to be the final match between you two because I don't know if we can keep promoting. Not that we promoted the earlier matches, but there's really no interest in us to keep promoting, you know, fourth or fifth matches between you guys.
You don't think there's okay, no interest in Gucci Rivers, the two terms that have never been chained together in history. You're going to have to call Harvard and tell them that two words have been put together for the first time ever right now, because no interest and Gucci Rivers are not even the same.
I mean
language.
After this match, I mean, you,
just,
this
just
is
like
the...
just like abdominal muscles and tan are two words that have never been attached to Alan Panther, the dumpling of Dumpling County. Last time I faced Panther, his freaking pastor comes up to me at the Waffle House after the match and apologizes to me. The most awkward moment of my life. I'm there with two beautiful, beautiful girls, and all of a sudden this pastor's in my face saying, "I'm sorry what he did to you." Right? I said, "Look, I had some bad ahi tuna. I had the, you know, I was on the toilet for 48 hours. How am I going to beat someone when I'm that dehydrated? You know?"
Okay, so but you do the match. You do the, if we did a rubber match, you'd do it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'd do it. I mean, but that's a buy for me.
Thank you,
understand?
Thank you.
That's
thank
a
you
buy
for cutting me. To the point. Thank you for cutting
thank
to the
you
edge.
Thank you so much. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, all right, but we're not
going to. It's a buy. It's a buy, but I'll do it. Yeah, no problem.
We have a no ahi tuna policy in our craft services because for some reason ahi tuna just gets everyone sick. So you're not going to have that excuse that night.
Holy shit, you guys got a fucking beat. Oh my God, okay, yeah, I'll be there in a little bit. Hold on. Now, I got a few more minutes on the podium. Yeah, yeah. Hey, give me a drink, okay? All right, cool. You're not going to believe this. You guys got a beach ball out there. They're knocking a beach ball all over the bar. Oh God, man, St. Lawrence Knights. St. Lawrence Knights.
All right, Gucci, listen, I appreciate you, you taking the call.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, you know, when you fall asleep tonight, I'm going to put a little bug in your ear here, okay? Imagine a sea dew coming up out of the sea, and it starts getting closer to your dojo, and then you realize that the sea dew weighs like freaking King Kong size, and I'm on it, and it crushes the dojo, and all your little kids squeeze out of there like jelly out of a freaking jelly sandwich. Well, it's a horrible image, and everyone down at Sam and Ella's Photo Shack, proud sponsors of the Wrestling Dojo.
I disconnected him. Alan, look, I don't know what's between you guys, but it does sound...
Too many times.
Yeah.
That's what's between us. Too many times. I'm proud to teach any age art form. You've given me a chance in the ring to show the world what two of the best styles of fighting combat that the human body can take place. I will perform, and I will excel. God, what? You'll accept. I am accepting 110%. Okay, so that, and plus $300, which I already owe you for a signing bonus. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I had no idea this Gucci Rivers thing, but I'm glad we that's really something I'm really going to talk to Sven about. I mean, after we cut through a lot of the club music there, it sounded like Gucci does want to take that fight with you. So
yeah, I was, you know, honestly, I was sure that they would because I've what sounds like he's training or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a class starting up. I got a midnight class. The 12-year-old's coming in here. We're gonna run through some wrestling moves.
Okay.
And you know that you pay rent on the building 24/7. So, you know, as long as the Y allows me to have a class, I will teach you.
Well, thank you, Alan. We will be in touch, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
Well, thank you, Mr. Solaris. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we'll be in touch, man. Thank you.
All right, Sven. And I'll talk to you later about that check.
Okay, yeah, sounds good, man. Like I said, that's your signing bonus once we get in the full swing. So you can expect it.
Okie doke.
Wow. Holy cow, they're going at it, man.
Yeah, that sounds intense. Let me,
So, Max, I mean,
yeah,
there's two guys, man. They have heat, dude. You know, this is like the Civil War happening again. It's New York. It's New York versus South Carolina.
Right.
For dominance. Then you throw in, we have a Russian talent, somebody from Russia, you know? So it's like, who is the enemy of my enemy, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the enemy of my enemy also the enemy?
Right.
And you put the clown in there, and that just fucks everyone, right?
Yeah. Well, the only thing I'm unsure about, and I really liked what Alan was saying about his style. I mean, you've seen this guy perform live, right? Is he
in a wrestling format?
Okay.
But
yeah,
you know, when it comes time, right? So you are watching a match and you think, okay, he's going to super kick, but it's not a super kick, man. It is a flying dragon kick.
Right.
You know, he's going to be so happy when he gets there, and the lights are in his eyes and stuff. He's $300, man. This is what this guy works for. Just like, you know, Rivers or whatever.
Right.
You know, they don't need the money. We need the money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're the ones who are motivated to hire the people. So, obviously, you know, and they can do anything because we are international citizens. They can prosecute us in these United States.
Right.
Man.
Four competitors.
The bracket is halfway full.
Yeah, I know. Each one's different than the last. And actually, it sounds like we got at least an opening round match with these two. And I'm just, that was something. I usually don't like to have two, you know, fighters on the phone like that. But thankfully, Gucci was in the middle of working, so he had to get back to work. So
the problem with Gucci is, you know, he's very, he has a lot of, you know, like MDMA and ecstasy and like drugs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But to keep him focused, you know, you need to have various cues. So.
Yeah.
And also Panther, you know, he's this guy, man. He needs some motivation. So now we have motivation and we have heat for the fight, and also maybe perhaps a sponsorship with Vail Jewelers there. Greenville.
Yeah, it is really, really great. So, listen, I got to get going tonight. I'm actually working on a new underground newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of these print shops have been going out, so I bought an offset printing press, and I'm actually printing the newspaper on newsprint and distributing it at the local 7-Eleven.
Hey man, that's good. Put in the sports page that the bracket for HKKA 2018 is halfway done.
Yeah. Well, there's going to have to be four if we're going to ever finish filling out this tournament.
We need four more, man.
We need four more, but I already have two or three in my head.
Well, depending where we get to, you know, I guess maybe we can look at something like, you know, I don't know, maybe a monkey or something.
Well, we talked about that orangutan, but I think we're gonna have to. We might have to use humans for the.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I like humans too, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So hey, where are you off to next?
Shoot. Let's see. Tomorrow I'm flying to Rio, and I will be there for a couple of days checking stuff out, and then Oh yeah. Okay. So then I'm going to go to Ontario, Canada. There is a rumor of a guy up there called The Butcher.
Oh, right. I think you left me a phone message about that.
Yeah, apparently there is a group of 20 people in Ontario, some small town, and this guy, this Butcher, is the alpha male of the whole group of 20 people.
Okay.
They're the tribe of 20.
Is it a tribe or is it a cult?
I don't know, man. We'll have to see. I'm definitely going to go in there with my Glock, though.
Yeah, be careful, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, always careful, man. I mean, I'm a dealer. I just feel like this is always in my ass.
wanna know? Would you wanna know?